to show that I'm responsible defensively and I can win my one-on-one battles and I can use my size to advantage. So up to this point, I'm happy. I think going into the last game, you want to continue to improve, though.
Yeah, do you feel like you still need to show something in this last game to put yourself over the top, get a spot on this team?
Well, I don't think anything's set in stone, so obviously you don't want to take a step back going into the next game. You want to continue to show your consistency and continue to show what's made you successful thus far. So I want to go into that game and have another strong showing.
If you don't make the big club, is there something in particular you feel like you need to work on that you would take with you from here?
I think you can always improve the overall aspects of your game. I think my skating can continue to improve. I think I can continue to fill out into my body and, you know, evolve offensively. So I think, you know, there's lots of room for development for me. So if I end up going back to St. John's, that's not the worst thing for me. You know, I'll be allowed to play big minutes there. So, you know, I'm continuing to push for the big club, but, you know, either way, I'll be happy with what happens and, you know, I'll just continue to try and improve.
There's been a lot of eyes on you during this camp. How's it gone? Have you, I don't want to say exceeded your own expectation, but you've put yourself in a pretty good spot to be around here for a while.
Well, I wanted to come into camp and show that I continue to improve and that, you know, the second half of last season was how I was going to play. You know, this year, I think I got off to a slow start last year, but after Christmas, I felt like my play really picked up, and especially into the playoffs. And, you know, I wanted to continue to show that, you know, I'm climbing up the charts and I'm getting closer to being NHL ready. And I think that starts in the Young Stars tournament. I thought I had a good showing there, and I think it's continued on in the preseason.
Last few games, you're seeing more NHL caliber opposition. Are you noticing the difference?
Yeah, I think the first few games, it's a lot of guys that you played against in the American League and played against in junior. And, you know, when they get more regulars in, you definitely know that the passes are a little crisper. You have a little less time, and, you know, they're making a few more plays. So I think you just have to continue to keep moving your feet and doing what makes you successful and just try and limit the turnovers. I think that's the biggest thing is those NHL guys can pounce on those pretty quickly, and they can end up in your back of net pretty quick.
Anything extra special at all being in Calgary last night and playing the Flames here again based on the family history?
Yeah, I think it was pretty special. You know, that's the rink I played my last junior game in. We got eliminated by the Hitmen there. So that and, you know, growing up, I spent a lot of time at the Dome with my dad playing and coaching there. And, you know, they were one of my favorite teams growing up. So to get to play a game against them, especially in the hometown, it was pretty special.
Adam, is there a value for a player like yourself and developing as you are to get a chance to be here at this stage of camp and work at this pace and work at this intensity and be around that environment? Does that help with your overall thinking and your quickness?
Yeah, I think especially in practice, as you get on with the camp, the pace picks up and, you know, the passes get that much sharper, they get that much harder, and the execution level that's demanded gets that much higher. So I think you have to make sure you're ready even in practice that, you know, you're continuing to work hard. I think today it was a pretty quick skate, but the pace was high, and that's what Paul is demanding. And I think, you know, as we move forward in the exhibition, the pace is getting a little faster. It's not as sloppy as it was early on. So, you know, I think it's definitely a benefit.
I understand you can train off ice to enhance quickness, but is there a super advantage to being able to just get out there and see that quickness and be in that atmosphere and show that you can do what you can do?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is strength-based, and you're working on the off-ice to maintain that quickness and get a little quicker. But, you know, I think when you practice in it every day, and you have to push yourself to that level to keep up to those guys like Blake Wheeler and Mark Scheifele, you know, that really helps you as well.